Guys, hello. Welcome to Nip Tuck Not Giving a
Fuck. This is your last episode before Christmas, guys.
Legit.
It's your last one. We're having a couple of weeks off, aren't we?
We deserve that.
Yeah, so don't go looking for us next Wednesday or the Wednesday after, because we'll be there.
No.
We'll not be, or even the one after, maybe.
You can go back and listen.
Yeah, you can just re-listen
to them.
Do
you know what? I feel like this is a great opportunity for people that aren't on Patreon to download Patreon.
Yeah, and go and catch up.
There are hundreds of bonus episodes on there that are fresh to your ears.
So if somebody had never listened to a bonus, there would be hundreds of episodes.
Hundreds.
No, there actually is.
They're juicy as fuck.
Yeah, they're good, aren't they?
So honestly, if you are like bored at home at Christmas, or you just need, you know, half an hour,
you've got
on
yourself
your own,
out of the house to get away from everyone,
literally, then go download Patreon. I'm telling you now, I know it's scary and not many people have heard of it, but once
it's
you're on
scary.
It
I know Patreon
people
is scary.
Absolutely love, we love it. It's the first thing I open on my phone in the morning. I love it.
Yeah, I do. I agree. And I'll go on there and I'll be like, oh, hello. And then you've written some things. I'll be like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
And it's cute. So it's now, what day is it? Wednesday. I've only just recovered from Friday.
I was okay.
Did you see the fucking clip of me? I was wasted.
We went to Julie Perry. It was so good.
It was so good. So Julie Perry puts on events throughout the year, and one of the main ones is her Christmas one.
That was the best one I've ever
been
to.
Best one I've been to. The venue, everything, the music.
That venue was really good.
Really? Where was it? The Edwardian.
Yeah.
It was really, if you're ever
I
doing
never
a function,
knew they had that.
The function room, it was
the function
really
room's
good.
Gorgeous.
And do you know
there.
What? I think, honestly, I've said this about weddings and stuff. Number one is the music. You get the music right.
She got the music right. Those girls that were Beyonce girls.
Mental.
There's
like
three girls that was Beyonce girls. And then that guy that you were dancing with.
So
he was really good.
Yeah, he was.
I do you know what? If we do another show, I've got him on
Instagram.
He was
Instagram. Like a fake Miguel.
He was just amazing.
He was from Bolton, you know.
Was he?
Yeah.
Did you chat to him?
Briefly, yeah, I must have done because I know that information. So basically, you have your dinner. I don't even remember
the dinner,
but I believe you do eat. I believe there was food there, but it was one of those where, like, just to get out as a mum, I think just to get out for a few hours, the amount of legwork that it takes to get there, to get the baby ready in the morning, get the bag packed, get yourself ready. You finally get there, and for me, certainly, and then I just start bang. Drinking the wine.
Yeah.
And it's the wine. It was the wine. Because what I try and drink now is vodka and something. And I was drinking wine and Prosecco. And it's that every time. I was pissed within an hour. And it just got progressively worse and worse. And I got more and more pissed. And then they had these, an act on that were doing Beyonce, but like really like doing all the dances. Like,
yeah,
like
it was
really,
like one main girl and two like backing
It was
girls.
Really good. And then what about the beatboxers? Remember that? They were going like, woomp, woomp, woomp. They were really good. And everyone was like stood on the chairs dancing, and it was like a real girly vibe, wasn't it?
It was
just the girls
incredible.
And the gays, wasn't it,
yeah,
pretty much?
It was incredible.
So it was really, really fun. So we went there. But the only problem is with day things, they always end too fast. They go like that, and then you're like, oh, it's home time. And then you don't go home. And that's when it...
You got home early, though.
10 o'clock. Well, I thought that. I got in at about 10.
The traffic getting out of Manchester.
Don't remember.
Were you in the taxi on your own?
I assume so. No recollection of getting home. None.
Lauren.
None. Don't remember getting home.
I didn't think you were that bad.
Well, that's good, because I was. So we went. So we had Charlotte Dawson on our table, didn't we? And I was chatting to her for the majority of the night, like helping her. So she stayed the night before. So all her bags were in the hotel, right? And the paps, because some story had come out that wasn't true anyway, but some story had come out, and the paps were basically saying, we need a picture of you because this story's coming out. I think it was that she'd split up with a fellow and said it wasn't true, whatever. But it was about to hit. So all the paps had been told by the papers.
And they were following her around.
Get a picture of Charlotte because there's a story about to drop. Now, I didn't realise, because obviously I'm not famous. Like, the famous world, it's so interesting. So she's just there. She won't mind me saying this. None of it's like secret. She's there just having a nice day, and the paps are like, Charlotte, there's a story about to come out about you in like an hour. Yeah, and she
that
it wasn't
ruined
true.
Your whole day.
And it was about her and Matt splitting up or something. They haven't. But she was like, "What?" And they were like, "Yeah, yeah." There's a story. She was like, and I was like, "Where's it come from?" She was like, "I don't know." And this is in the middle of a day having a nice time. So then, whenever we went out for a vape or whenever we went in, their paps were on her. So it got to like the end of the night. Afternoon. And she was like, I need to go home. She's like, I need to go home. We were all pissed. And she said, I need to get all my belongings from my room and bring them to the Uber. And everyone else had gone to Chateau Mate. So I was like, right, I will help you do that.
Did she go straight home from Julie Pez then?
Yeah, but she had literally a suit. She'd stayed there the night before, I think two nights. So she had bags. She had a fucking Peppa Pig, massive
M&S
Peppa Pig bag, right? So all these paps are outside. I can't even stand up at this point, but I'm thinking, right, I need to get her in the Uber because it's really overwhelming. They were literally like, Charlotte, it was a lot. And she's there with this fucking Peppa Pig bag, two suitcases.
She's not arsed, is she?
She wasn't arsed. But I thought, I'm going to get her in the Uber and then I can carry on with my night. I felt
it's
like
that picture of you like,
yeah. So then, so I'm staggering.
Have you seen it, Christina?
I'm staggering down with her, carrying her bags for her, get her in an Uber, and the paps are going wild. As I'm putting her in the Uber, the pap opens the door on the other side of the Uber and starts taking pictures through the Uber. I am like trying to help her in. I was fucking legless. It was raining. My hair was wet. I was like stumbling along. Anyway, next day, off she goes, sorted, done. And I was like, right. And at that point, I should have gone home, but I didn't. And then the next day, Ashley sends me a screenshot.
I'm sending it you now, Christine.
It's on
Don't
the Daily Mail.
Look, because we look awful on. I look horrendous on every single.
I didn't.
Picture.
I was. No, was not the MEN one. It's on the Daily Mail. So the title was Charlotte splits up with boyfriend or something like that. And then there's these pictures, and she sat there with a Peppa Pig bag in the Uber, and my head is just peeking through
the
door.
I just sent it to you, Christine.
Why have I not seen
this? Honestly, my head's just like peekaboo through the door. We'll put it. In fact,
put it on Patreon.
I'll put it on Patreon. I know, and my claim
she
to fame in the Daily Mail. And I'm fucking legless. I'm like, ooh, all my makeup's gone.
Wannabe friend.
Yeah, yeah. So embarrassing.
When I saw it,
it's the close up.
I know, I burst out laughing and had to send it straight away.
Honestly, so Charlotte, off she goes. And then that's when it all really took a downturn from me. I don't remember getting to Chateau Mate. I don't remember being in Chateau Mate. Me and Amy went somewhere else. Don't know where.
Did you?
I think so. I vaguely remember being at a bar. And then I went home. James said I rang him on the way home. No recollection. And he said I literally staggered through the front door and I'd already ordered myself a chicken burger. Yeah, I get it. I always do this. I get it ready. I order it in the Uber. Chicken burger, a pizza, and cheesy chips. And he said,
love,
you got your jammers on. He said, and then you sat there on the sofa just going and he said you were in a great mood, but you were like, you kept going, don't leave me. He said then you went and ran yourself a bath. I know.
Oh, how weird that, like, no, that's really dangerous, guys.
Yeah. So I got in the bath.
Whitney Houston.
I know. And he said that he kept thinking, she's going to fucking drown in that bath. So he had to keep coming and checking on me. And he said I was lying there and I was going, this is nice.
I would have been cold.
You will have been cold. Yeah.
And I wanted to take my makeup off. And so I did that thing. I slept in one of the kids' beds because obviously Tommy sleeps in our bed. I'm not going to sleep there when I'm in that fucking state. So I slept in one of the kids' beds and I literally...
And then you wake up in the morning and you're like, where am I? What day is it?
Why
is this not my ceiling?
This is not my bed. Well, the kids have bunk beds. I was in the bottom bunk. I woke up to like a top bunk above me. I was like, I thought, am I in prison?
And
did
was
I get
like
arrested?
3 a.m. with anxiety.
Yeah. And I was like, looking around, I did not know. And I was like, where's James? Where's Tommy? Where's the other child? Where's another child there? And I was like,
where's my handbag? Where's my keys?
Where's my phone?
Yeah.
It was one of those. And then I staggered upstairs and got in bed. Anyway, James let me have a little lie in. And I was lying in bed. You know, though, when you can't sleep and you're hungover and you're, and next thing I'm getting pictures of me in the Daily Mail. I was like, oh, this is not good. But then what I did is I went and injected. So I, as you know, take peptides. And one of them, the ones that I take is glutathione, which is an incredible antioxidant. It's really
hydrating, isn't it?
It's hydrating. It's an antioxidant. So
it's the master antioxidant.
So it's really good for pigmentation. But what it also does is it helps to detoxify you. So I had an injection before I went. I had one in the morning. And when I had my NAD, my hangover had gone Nad in an hour.
Works on hangovers.
My hangover had gone in an hour.
Do you know, the, I'm sure, like, don't quote me on this, I'm not daughter, but with Nad, something about, like, they gave it to addicts to get them off stuff.
Really?
It stops certain cravings.
Oh, does it?
Of, like, cigarettes, alcohol, like, yeah.
Well, it's like, well, I guess Mounjaro's meant to do that as well, isn't it? That's meant to be helpful for like
a brain receptor thing.
That does look for alcoholic, like you don't want to drink and stuff, probably because you want to kill yourself because you're that ill.
You can't
drink. But yeah, so
there's a lot of Mounjaro people on Friday. Sorry, I've not seen a lot of people for a long time. And
a lot of
skinny
people.
Quite shocking. Like, you know, like when you see someone at those events only.
Once a year. Yeah.
Yeah. So then, like, and I was like, whoa.
Like, big difference.
Yeah.
Got to be careful at our age, haven't you?
Guys, also, I just.
Looking gone.
Before we go into, like, fun and games and stuff, I want to speak to everyone because I know that a lot of people will be going out over Christmas and having the best time, and there's drink and there's drugs involved. Have you watched Holly Hagen's?
No, on Paul Brunson.
So I haven't watched
her interview. Was it on Paul Brunson?
No, she's on Paul Brunson. I've not seen it yet. I read the Daily Mail article.
Was that who was interviewing her? Because I only saw the answers to the questions.
I read the Daily Mail article that you sent me.
And then watched the video on that article.
Hell.
I was bawling.
So for those that potentially don't know, Holly Hagen was in, you know, she was in Geordie Shore. She's now kind of chilled out. She's pregnant again. She's got a little boy. All good. Married. Yeah. All good. Anyway, her sister's 19, went to, was it the Warehouse Project? Somewhere like that.
Her dad dropped her off at the Warehouse Project with her boyfriend and her friends, and they bought a bag of MDMA. And she had dabbled before in stuff like that. Well, at those ravey things.
People do take things like that, yeah.
I'm going to say it. I used to do that.
Yeah, MDMA is like, and also it's the thing that you sprinkle in your drink.
If you don't know what MDMA is, basically it's a pure version of ecstasy.
So
you know
like
when
pill?
You take a pill, okay, pills have got like
all sorts
in them. MDMA is crystals. So when we were younger and we used to get it, we would have it like, and it comes and it looks like resin, like crystal
resin.
I
never took that when I was younger, you know.
I used to go to raves though.
Yeah, you were more ravey than me.
I used to go to Sanctuary.
I used to drink cider.
Warehouse Project, I used to go on Boxing Day, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day every year.
Like you were into the rave scene, weren't you, more than
me? That's absolutely fine. That was part of me growing up. But with MDMA, you've got to be so careful. Also, there's dodgy coke going around at the minute. I'll tell you about this in a second. So what she did was she bought a gram of MDMA. Now, 1 gram of MDMA, if you're a girl, could last you for like 4 nights
out. I don't know the measurements on something like that.
It's so potent. If you think of it, like in one pill, that's why, again, pills are dodgy because you don't know how much is in each pill. And do you know what? I am not promoting the use of drugs, but we all need to have these fucking conversations.
Yeah, and be realistic
and
about
I will
it.
Have them with my kids.
Yeah,
I will
agree.
Have them with younger family members, friends, because it's a part of, like I said,
for some people,
going out and growing up. Now, with the MDMA, she said that they all bought this gram between them, which is usually what you do. And what you do is you either lick your finger and put it in the bag and then put it in your mouth or swirl it around
in your
drink. And basically,
very careful that you don't fucking drink other people's drinks.
No.
Because you don't know if they've got it in and you don't want to. Careful on that, because I've heard
people spiking. Yeah,
yes.
Be aware of that. So basically, you can crush it up into like a powder, but some people prefer to have it like in the block bits. Anyway, what they think has happened is it's dark, has gone to pour it in her drink.
And a big crystal.
Big crystal has gone in there. But they said when they all reassessed the situation that there was over half the bag left in.
So she's not even had that much.
You just don't know. Was it
you
more than
know.
A gram she got given? Was there a
know.
Big dodgy
who
bit?
Knows?
Who knows? Anyway, they said she started being sick, which is quite a common thing if you have taken a pill or E or whatever, Molly, MDMA, what have you. So she was sick. Then she recovered really quick.
She took videos and stuff since, after.
Taking videos, partying, having fun, then all of a sudden dropped and had a cardiac arrest.
So bad. And they said she was like screaming, wasn't it? She was like, it said that something like she was like panicking, didn't recognize anyone.
She couldn't breathe properly.
So they took her to the medical
tent. Yeah. Then they took her to Manchester Royal Infirmary where she was bleeding from her nose, from her mouth, from
everywhere. Yeah.
And they said, sometimes if this happens, your body overheats to try and do something with your muscles and so releases a chemical.
It was sodium, something like they thought that her muscles had gone into such spasm, because, you know, you get a cramp, something like that, that her body had produced too much. I think it was sodium, don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure sodium something, and that had poisoned her.
So then they did
You don't realise how complex your body is.
And her brain had switched off. So unfortunately she died. But then me and my friends were talking about this and someone was telling us there's some really dodgy coke at the minute as well going around that's causing people to just have like full-blown a heart attack there and then. You don't hear about it. We've probably only heard about that because Holly's
Because of Holly,
famous.
Yeah. I bet there's more
and
people.
And you know what? I am so Props proud of Holly going and telling the full ins and outs of that story, because that potentially, if your friend is sick off anything like that, you take them straight to the medical tent, please. Yeah.
Because the thing is, what you'll read on the Daily Mail comments, I'm sure, is own fault, blah, blah, blah. Because as you know, my nephew died when he was 21
from drugs.
And one day I'll tell the story about it, but he didn't die from the drug. He died from what the drug made him then do. And he harmed himself, which he wouldn't have done sober, but his brain, and it was those...
Like a psychosis.
Like a psychosis. And he was 21. It was 10 years ago, something like that. And I think the thing is, you need to have the conversations. But I remember when it happened to him and it was in the papers at the time, people commenting, own fault, shouldn't have been on the drugs, blah, blah, blah. And it's all very well to say that, but how helpful is that? Not very. So for her to go out there and just say, yeah, she took drugs like a lot of young people do, and this is what happened. I think that's incredibly brave.
I do.
I saw her post something a while ago and she said, I'll be carrying on working because that's the only thing I can do is help them financially. And she seems so lovely. But yeah, guys, like, we're not condoning taking them, we're just being honest. People take them, it happens. Be fucking careful, and the best thing you can do is just not take any.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you've got no risk. Yeah. But if you're gonna, keep an eye on your mates.
Yeah. Oh, Hairgate. I need to tell you about my hair. So yesterday,
I don't want to fucking hear about it.
Blow dry, and
it is nice.
It looks all right.
Still looks good now.
And I went to Till to Pay, and it was £54
for a blow dry.
I've not got extensions. Would you say my hair's medium or long?
Medium.
Yeah.
Thick but medium.
I was just really shocked because I'm used to paying £30 for a blow dry.
I don't get blow dries really, so I can't think
I used
how
to get
much
them
they
all
are. Because my
time.
Hair's so shit, I never bother.
So I was like, whoa. So I did a TikTok and I was like, is this how much blow dries cost now? Like, you know.
Was it in an area that would be extra, extra expensive?
Knutsford.
Right, so a bit, but.
No, but then I had another
like
one
London.
The week before and it was £30.
Same place?
Pounds. No. I think at this place, depending on who it is doing it.
And they won't
and
tell you that
asked,
maybe when you book
asked.
In and you booked in with the top dog.
Yeah. So anyway, I was like, is this how much blow dries are now? Because I swear nails haven't gone up that much.
Mine have gone up a little bit.
Mine have gone up by about £5.
Yeah.
Not like 20 quid though. Anyway, the comments on this TikTok are totally conflicting.
Really?
Some people are going, that's absolutely ridiculous. Where I live, a blow dry is 15, 20 quid.
Right.
Da-da-da-da. And other people are going, well, I charge £80 for a blow dry. And the salon rent has gone up, which fair enough.
Yeah, we're not saying there's anything wrong with it. It's just interesting to know, is this...
Yeah.
But if you think about it, right, how long does it take to do a blow dry?
An hour.
An hour, right. So... That service could be a colour
and a cut.
And
which,
they would make a fucking fortune on. So I kind of get it.
300 quid. No, I get it. But I
but
was
still,
just like,
wow.
Asking the
question. Is it normal? Yeah. That's
actually. But it's
excessive.
Made me realise that I need to get my Dyson Airwrap out because, and these hot brushes are meant to be really good.
I've
Izzy uses a hot brush.
I've got a hot
she?
Brush. I use a hot one. I mean, let's not look at mine today. But I do tend
so
to
I'm
use
So I'm
going to
start styling it myself because it is nice having my hair down. But then... Are you ready for the next bit?
Go on. Was it raining?
Bonnie Blue's ruined curly blow dries for me. Yeah. Because everybody says, as soon as I have my hair down...
You have
down,
a very similar colour and cut of hair.
I do. My hair is... I've gone into Callum and asked for a Bonnie Blue.
You do. You do.
And everyone calls me Bonnie Blue in public, or I get like I can do the most like poignant TikTok in the world about like fucking anything, world politics rise, or whatever.
I thought you'd Bonnie Blue for a second. You're like, I would take your, I would take your hair every day for that. I would take Bonnie Blue every day if I could wake
She's
up
in
with
prison.
Your hair.
What? Yeah, she's in prison.
She's not. She's just going to get
she's
shagged
in
off.
Vietnamese prison.
She's not.
Fucking is. And
is she?
Yeah, and people were commenting on the TikTok like, thought Bonnie was out for a second then.
What?
Like,
she's in prison?
Yeah.
Really? Or just for like a, what do you call it? Like a,
do we have
where
any
she gets shagged
catchy
by,
up bits?
Tell you what, which is a really nice thing that you will have seen and you'll agree with. Sophie from Geordie Shore's pregnant.
I know.
That... Really? No, because I've seen she's had so many issues.
Did you watch the documentary?
No.
It's a really good watch. Her boyfriend seems lovely.
Have you seen the video of him telling the people, the diags and thing? I saw it on this morning on Instagram and they're crying so and nice. He's going, I did it, I did it. I thought, oh.
Well, you know, her body was attacking his sperm.
What?
She, like as if she was allergic to it.
No, is that
so
what
she
it
had
was?
To go and have like his blood
stop
put
that.
In her like on
to
in
get like
infusions
an
to yeah yeah she what? Went to Cyprus because
I
fertility wise Cyprus is the best place in the world that you can go
I heard this.
And she recommends the clinic. Watch the documentary, it's brilliant.
But do you know what, lovely
couple.
Lovely couple and lovely news. Like, I think it said 2 years they've been... Lovely, lovely. Happy to see that happy news. Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Bonnie is...
Is Bonnie in prison?
Yeah.
What for?
In Bali.
See?
What for?
Over alleged pornography offences.
So do you think she shagged in public, maybe, and it's, like, really naughty there?
I don't know. I've done something there.
Right. Well, I did something incredibly embarrassing a couple of days ago. I was in a cafe near Skinner Dress and I nipped in to get a coffee and there was a guy there who, I won't say what he does, but I kind of know him, but he's not the kind of person that you would like chat to loads. And he was like, all right. And I was like, yeah, yeah. And it was like really quiet and there was a lot of people there. And he said something about a coffee and I said, oh no, I've got that one. And then as he walked away, I shouted, not on purpose. I shouted, oh, absolutely. I'll only have a big one. And everyone just looked at me,
Lauren,
and it was just, and I didn't mean it like that. I didn't say it as a joke. I was genuinely talking about the coffee. And he's like, "Is that yours?" I was like, "Oh, absolutely. I'll only ever have a big one." And then he just looked at me, and I looked at him, and nobody laughed. And I thought, and we just went, and I just went, "Have a nice day." And then I just thought, "Why do I do?" Like, remember when I shouted in Aldi something about sausage?
It happened to me. I was in
so embarrassing.
I was in a petrol station, and it's got Waitroses in it, and I was buying a bottle of wine. Obviously, like any shop. And the man said something like, have you got a Shell points card? And I thought he said, have you got ID? And then I started rambling on. Well, actually, I am. And he went, no, have you got a Shell points card? And I was
isn't
like,
isn't it embarrassing? Really embarrassing. Really embarrassing.
I think
shit.
I thought
I'm
he
really
said something like, are you sure you're old enough or something? And I was like, of course I'm old enough.
I'm
three kids, 56.
I'm really embarrassing. Yeah. I'm just an embarrassing girl.
What other stuff? Do you have to
I had Photo Fabulous 2 days ago. Charlotte did it. Although she actually didn't, because I've got melasma, sometimes both, you know, Photo Fab, you have two things, don't you? You have the Fraxel and then there's two parts to it. So I only had one because one of them doesn't agree with my pigmentation. And when I tell you, I had numbing cream and everything, the pain, it fucking, I think it's because I
Were you
drunk.
G1?
I don't think so. I was nearly
if
crying.
If I'm G1,
I was nearly
ew,
crying.
I have to take 2 propranolol and a codeine 20 minutes before
I didn't take
I
any, and I'd not eaten, so that's probably why.
You have to eat before
when I tell you, I was nearly crying and I was moving away from her and she was like, come on. And I was like, I don't think I want to do it anymore. I was like, you know when you're upset with yourself, like I wanted to cry. So today...
And your body goes into like a shock
I was shaking.
State.
I was going like this, like... And she was like, calm down, you need to breathe because you're getting yourself... I was like, oh, yours like that. It's never hurt me that bad. So I'm a bit crusty today and that's the swelling. Can you see? I'm really swollen there and there. Really. So I'm hoping that will be nice when it's settled
Where's
down.
This tracksuit from?
Doesn't it look like a vintage, like a sporty rich kind of thing? Is that not what you're thinking?
Where's it from?
That's what I'm thinking. PLT. I love it. I absolutely love it. And I don't care what you think. Christina, you like it, don't you? Mm-hmm. Oh.
You've got Biffy sick on your shoulder. Oh. He's such a mum.
No, I think this is a really cool, like it looks like a 90s, like vintage. I bought a Reebok sweater the day before yesterday. And I'll wear it oversized with mom jeans for Princess Diana vibes.
Nice.
Yes, yeah, I've got all sorts of styles. Right. Anyway, I thought you were going to say.
Ashley put in the group Boxing Willie last
right.
night.
Right. What is this? She put Boxing Willie.
So we were talking about like Christmas do's last week, weren't we? And mm-hmm. saying like sending you Christmas do stories and stuff like that. But stupidly, we didn't realise we record on a Wednesday. So when the episode goes out, so we wouldn't have heard anything back. So I started doing like deep. Well, it wasn't a deep dive. It was on TikTok and my algorithm was taking me to like these Christmas do stories. Do you remember that girl that wrote in years ago that got air washed down by her boss at the petrol station?
Yeah.
That was so funny. Anyway, so I was like, what's like been like the wildest Christmas party? It said, this is all allegedly, but it was in the press and everything.
Right.
20 members of staff were dismissed after this party. And the reason why, it was in Dublin, and right. it's a massive, massive blue chip company.
Right.
Bit techie, that's all I'm saying.
I wouldn't have thought techie people would be doing weird shit.
They're the worst.
Do you think it's because they don't get out?
They don't get out much. So then. Yeah, the more, yeah, law, raw.
Right, and they let loose, whereas we're always loose. So it's like.
Yeah, like consistently loose.
Consistently loose, yeah.
And there was like ample amounts of white stuff.
Yeah.
And then people were bonking in the toilets, and there's a video of like a three-way
and the
bonk.
Feet, you can't work out who's
yeah, and then someone's
where.
Drawn like a
someone's
diagram
drawn a
of
diagram
it. It's very funny.
Like,
it's like,
feet
a woman
way, feet the other.
Sat
on the toilet
on someone's knee with their dick in it,
and then someone's
and
sucking
then someone
off,
sucking her tits, and then she's sucking someone off. And
well, you
then,
could just see all these feet in different
supposedly
directions.
Supposedly, they got this man naked,
right.
and were all flicking and punching his willy. And like anyone that got involved in that was like dismissed. There's a video
of them punching the willy.
Yeah, like boxing the willy,
boxing the balls.
Yeah.
Love that.
And then like the videos got circulated to HR and stuff.
Oh my God. What the fuck? What kind of, I like the sound
Ed
of that
doesn't
party.
Do Christmas do's anymore because
it's
was,
too
like,
risky. I agree.
Incidents.
Yeah.
He says like, there's a voucher I think and do
Much
what you
better
want.
Idea. Because you do a Christmas do.
Well,
you
it's
are
on
semi-
you. You're organising
You're
it.
Organising. You're semi-responsible for all these grown adults that are somewhere. And if it goes tits up,
it's
you
on
gave
you.
Them the alcohol, you provide, and then you've got to deal with
and
the fallout
go
after.
Tits up,
and it
because
will.
Because they're not friends. They're yeah. forced together to
so
work.
So then if they go on their own back with a voucher and box each other's balls, then that's got nothing to do with you.
What's your ideal Christmas do if you work in a normal
at home
job?
On my own with nobody
no,
else?
If you're doing a normal job, because I've been in a company.
Pub right. lunch, afternoon pub
yeah,
lunch.
I'll tell
I've
you.
Been in a company
so I'm thinking back
fun.
To when I was.
Oh no.
I'm thinking back to when I was like younger and single before yeah. I say anything else. Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. So my ideal would be where you get dead giddy in your stomach because you know that you're going to look really nice oh. and that some of the men on in the office are going to be there and you're going to have a cheeky flirt. And I think a pub where it's like a Christmassy vibe and there's maybe like a singer on and everyone's dancing to the what they call the pogues, are they called?
Oh,
poogs,
yeah.
whatever it is.
And the
they're ringing out, and it, but everyone's in a vibe. Yeah. And then, but it's that feeling when you know that men are going to be there. Men yeah. that you normally see in the day and you know yeah. you and you get yourself ready and you're like, God, I look fucking good. And you walk in and you're like this at the men like... I used to love that feeling where, do you know, I love flirting. I used to love
where
flirting.
Where did you work with men?
Well,
you've never worked with men.
No, I haven't. This is, I thought this was pretend.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no,
yeah,
is,
this
yeah,
is
yeah,
pretend.
Yeah.
I'm taking back to the feeling I used
like,
to get.
Like, as in, like, he's never seen me in my
yes.
going out clothes.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like, he's yeah. not seen the real,
the real me.
Me.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
The thought of them all turned like,
and then it's
hell,
like, and then,
yeah.
Oh, my God. No, this leads into this thing I did the other day. I was on ChatGPT. And I ask it all sorts. And
yeah,
I was like, same. What are men's most common fantasies?
I don't ask it. That's not something I ask it.
Right?
Yeah.
okay, it came back saying, like, shagging either, like, your wife's friend or a colleague, like, the naughtiness of it.
Because it's naughty, yeah.
Yeah. Sex with a stranger.
It's boring. I've got loads.
Then a woman just, like, really wanting them.
That's so tame and boring.
Threesomes.
Like, why are we not shagging our threesomes. Grandmas? No, like a fantasy. Oh, someone who really fancies me. Oh, a stranger. Oh,
and it was just very all stuff that you would think
because
that men...
No, because it's all about men getting the attention. That's it. Like, I was hoping for more, like, shagging my grandma's friend. Like, something a bit more... And all it is sex with a stranger. Oh, God, you dirty bastards.
They're not as complicated as you think they are.
No, they're not. They just want to be praised.
Yeah.
And someone telling that the dick's massive, whether it is or not. Do you know what I mean? That's all they're into. But I do miss that, like, working. Yeah, when you're younger and you're like, I don't know, there's men in the office and you think, look at me.
It's kind of like school.
It's like school. Yeah. That's what it brings. Like the school fucking disco.
Yeah.
When you turn up and you're 11 years old and you've got your parachute pants on and you're literally, and you've done your hair with your brand new hair care and you've got your blue eyeshadow on, you think, wait till I walk in that fucking disco. And you walk in and you're like, so Henry's going to turn around and be like, wow. Honestly, I buzz off that. I used to love male attention. I don't give a fuck now, actually. Yeah. Not one fuck, really. The it's worst, more women attention I like now.
The worst ones are like I said in my old job, I'd fucking like forced fun for activities.
We saw them at the Julie Perry event outside. We went out for a fag and there was people having forced activity, wasn't there?
What were they doing?
They had name badges on.
They worked for like a skin company or something. Yeah, because I was speaking to them. And they were doing it. What's it called? Team bonding.
Oh, I hate it when you used to have to stand up and say who you are and stuff. That even now gives me the apps. Now I wouldn't care. But back then, you know, you went around a circle and you're thinking, it's me next. It's me next. Or you had to get in groups and make something.
What's your interesting fact about yourself? What would you say now? I put a fruit pastel lolly up someone's arse.
Oh, God. That did happen once. And I ate it after. I bumped into him the other day. I was debating whether to say that or not.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got a dilemma, Ashley, to end the ep. Hello, ladies. Please keep me anonymous, obviously. I've been married to my husband for 4 years. Recently, I started having a really funny feeling that something is off. We've got three beautiful kids. And one, do you think anyone would ever say you've got three ugly kids? And no one ever says that, do they? We've got three average-looking kids. And one baby that is 11 months old. He does the majority of the school pickups, never thought anything of it. Then the other evening, I was scrolling through Instagram and on the part where it says suggested friends, there's this woman I've never seen that says my husband is friends with her on Insta. I recognised her and it did my head in. So I decided to ask him who it was. He said it was someone from the school run. I asked, how on earth did it come to you two adding each other on Instagram from the school run? He said he got her name off her car reg. Seems very strange.
Can you do that, guys?
Well, if her name's... Yeah, if her name's like...
No,
she means like her name's Lou44. Yeah. I felt sick. I felt disrespected and a little bit embarrassed. I asked if they were mates and he got really angry. He said he needed a drive. I called him and said I was
done. That's called making a lie.
I need
up
to go and get
some,
think
escape.
Of something. I called him and said I'm done. He didn't think there was anything wrong.
I'm sorry,
with it.
You gotta trust your gut on these things, don't you think?
I stupidly thought he picks the kids up and nothing else. I don't care if he speaks to other mums, not one bit, but it's the fact that he's overstepped a boundary. He didn't really need to add this woman on Instagram. He's rang me and apologised. He deleted it and said, get over it.
I'm sorry, it's embarrassing.
He's deleted it now. I've let it go for the sake of the children, but honestly, I'm left really hurt. I don't know if I'm overthinking it, if I'm being super dramatic and stupid over it. I want to know, if your husband did this, never mentioned or spoke that he had a school mum mate, would you be pissed off?
Yeah, fucking
because I'm genuinely
you,
thinking of leaving, as I now don't know if I can trust him not to follow other women. Please call me out, or we will, if you think I'm being petty or I'm overthinking things. Also want to add, I'm happy in myself. Previous to this, happy marriage, all good. This particular mum comes across a bit of an attention seeker and I've heard she likes a good flirt with a few of the dads. It's so hard to see her daily and not want to punch her in the face. But I've left
I'd move schools.
Oh, okay.
I have done that before.
Right. Okay, let's start from the beginning.
You shouldn't have her on Instagram.
I agree.
Would you want James, like, to have a school mum on Instagram?
So the way I look at it is I reverse it to me. if I saw, if there was one of the dads, even if it was one of Thea's friend's dads, and I saw him and in the morning we passed the time of day, not a chance I would add him.
I feel like that'd be okay for us. No,
that'd be fine. Ring him. I wouldn't add that's them on weird. Instagram. He added her on Instagram and I wouldn't do that.
No, but didn't he ring her on Instagram
No,
or something?
He just added her on Instagram. So
he was the one that instigated the adding.
And he found
because
her
fair
name.
Enough, if she...
And you didn't
want to
be rude.
And you didn't want to be rude because Ed does that sometimes.
Yeah, and what you would do...
Don't think you're special.
What you would do... this is the problem. So the thing is, sometimes the actual specific thing isn't the issue. It's everything that surrounds it and how it was done. Yeah. So, for example, and that's what you have to remember, it's the other things. Because what men often do is they will gaslight you and they'll be like, oh my God, it's an Instagram ad. But remember that it's not that, it's everything around it. So for example, if James was on the school run and there was one of Thea's friends' mums that kept speaking to him and helping him out with stuff, and then he went, oh, I think he's added me on Instagram, I feel a bit rude not accepting her, what shall I do? And then I'd be like, oh, accept her. That is the same action. It's a friend on Instagram, but it's totally done differently. But what has happened here is he has, number one, not mentioned it. Do you have to mention every Instagram ad? No, but if it was a bit unusual, you probably would. Two, he has gone out of his way to find out her name, to search her, then to add her.
That is embarrassing. If someone's husband did that to me, I'd think he wants to fuck
yes,
me.
Yes, that's what I would...
you would, wouldn't
unless
you?
Unless we were
You'd
friends.
Think, ew.
She doesn't know about him. He's never been mentioned. This woman's never been mentioned before. He's never said, oh, I was talking to such and such's mum. She said we should try this restaurant, slightly different. But again, that's not been mentioned. And then it's also his reaction to this. So it's the fact that when you brought it up, he didn't have an explanation. His explanation was, well, I'll delete her, then I'll go for a drive. Like that, it's all the things around it. And I think
it's
you're completely
giving
right.
Guilty.
Yes. Now, are they having an affair? I don't know. But is there something here that's slightly disrespectful?
Yeah.
Yes. And I know for a fact that there's probably a couple of dads. Well, actually, there isn't, because I don't speak to anyone in the school because I fucking hate it. And I try not to make eye contact with anyone. But if there was a dad that I spoke to, would I go home and add them on Instagram?
No. There's no need.
No need. I don't need to see your pictures. Like, Thea, I share drop-offs with one of the mums and the dads. Do
Loads
I have him? I
have
her on Instagram.
Affairs, yeah.
Do I have him on Instagram? No. So I think you're totally right in your gut. Is it worth ending a marriage over?
I don't think so. Of my friends' husbands on Instagram because I've never...
No, if you've had no interaction with... If you've had an interaction with them and you're tagging them in a picture from the night before and you've been out, or you might do then.
But I've not.
But some people, you don't. Yeah. No, you don't. So I think that's very odd. I think the fact that he got her name off of Reg is very odd. And I think the fact
it's
that
giving
he had to
seeking
go... Seeking
out.
Now, I'm not
it's
saying they're having an affair, but... If she DM'd him, would he reply? Would it turn into something? I think quite potentially. However, you've got three beautiful kids. Other than that, you're very happy. Is it worth leaving a marriage over? I don't think so. I think that's a bit excessive. If it was me, I would stand my ground. I wouldn't let him see any weakness in this. Yeah. So I wouldn't let him, I wouldn't at any point say, you know, oh, maybe I'm overreacting. I would stand my ground. I didn't think that was suitable. I didn't think that was okay. And stand your ground on it and then keep an eye on him and look for anything else.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think it's worth leaving a bloody marriage over.
No, it's definitely not worth leaving a marriage over. But I would be pissed off about it.
Same.
And I do think it's weird, especially if the car reg thing's weird.
Very weird.
But I do find her... I don't like the fact that she's like, oh, I hate this woman. I want to punch her in the face. And oh,
so what I will say is you've gone to all of a sudden to kind of saying that she's a bit... And I get what you mean. I get it. She's that...
But
I
it's not
get
her
it.
Fault.
But it isn't her fault. Yeah. Unless she instigated, but then it's not... She's not your husband. So if your husband then picked up on it, again, it's his fault. I don't think it's her fault. The only other thing you could do is try and find out if there's anyone that knows her or could get any... got information for you or goss. And then the other thing, absolutely not okay to do, but can you get on his phone? Can you have a nosy? Can you see if they've ever messaged? He'll have deleted it by now. But I think you stand strong that you thought it was disrespectful and you've got your fucking eye on him. Mm-hmm. And I would check his phone when he's asleep.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I think you'd have to. I'd be checking things and I'd be keeping an eye out now for anything else. And I'd be watching and being careful. I don't think you're being out of order, but I don't think it's worth leaving a marriage over. But keep a fucking eye on him, because I've got a feeling that in a few years to come, there's going to be more. Do you agree? Yeah.
I think he's a dick.
Yeah. Something's off.
I'm sorry. I would fuck him off for that.
I wouldn't. I don't think I would.
Yeah.
I don't think I, well, Ashley says she changed schools, so there you go. If that's another option.
You go off with that other mum with her stupid with private reg.
Yeah, that's another option.
Fucking slag.
Right, guys, we hope you have the best Christmas ever. If it's shit,
is there going to be a bonus before Christmas?
Yeah, but not if the, if you're not a bonus listener, then this will be it. If you are a bonus listener, we'll see you on Friday, and we've got more goss. But if you're a bonus listener, not a bonus listener, this is the last one. And just a little quick thing. Christmas can be amazing, but it can also be unbelievably shit. And if you are having a rough time or you're not happy, it can be shitter than ever. So give yourself a bit of, allow yourself, just get through the period. If it's a shit time, we put all these expectations of Christmas. And I feel like there's been many Christmas days that I've cried simply because I put this expectation of what Christmas should be like. Don't do that this year, guys. It's another day. Enjoy it if you're enjoying it. If you don't, be fucking January soon. You'll be on a diet. Okay. Love you very much, guys. Have a lovely Christmas. See you on the bonus. Bye.